B-Pod Studios.
WROR, and more. Let's get our first Dirty Laundry in LBF. Already, look at her. She's wearing her house coat, slippers on, going right to the laundry room.
What a picture.
What a picture, huh? Oh,
but you know what? Don't sleep on house coats. They're comfy. Oh, yeah. All right, this is brought to you by Spring Meadow Nursery. So, Jessica Simpson got rid of this, and I applaud her. But before we get to that, I want to talk about Kiefer Sutherland and Jason Patrick. Now, we're going to rewind to 1991.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
So Kiefer Sutherland was engaged to Julia Roberts back then. And Kiefer Sutherland and Jason Patrick have been friends for more than 30 years, going all the way back to when they made the 1987 horror flick, The Lost Boys. Good movie. But there was this little hiccup in their friendship back in 91. Kiefer had been dating Julia Roberts, and they were supposed to get married on June 14th of 1991. Instead, Kiefer was spotted on that day moving out of the home they shared together. Turns out they'd broken up and called off the wedding. And where was Julia seen that day? Having lunch with Jason and then flying to Ireland with him. Oh, my God. So she's having a
vague
fling.
memory of her and Kiefer.
Then they broke up, and then she had a fling with Jason Patrick, and they were best friends. It was pretty crazy. And they've never talked about it publicly until now. And they addressed it this week on a podcast called Inside of You. And this is what Kiefer had to say about it. And then Jason pipes in.
Okay.
That was a difficult time for me, and I think it was an uncomfortable time for both of them. But look, honestly, the truth, where I'm coming from, you fall in love, you fall in love. There's nothing you can
do
about that.
Kiefer?
Yeah.
She's an extraordinary person, and he is too, and timing is what it is, and, you know, everybody moves on from that.
When I saw him again, it was more of a laugh than a toast. Mm-hmm. And I've said in the press before, they've both been subsequently married since a couple times. I think they're both very happy in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And what lasted after all that is me and Kiefer as 35-year buddies.
Wow.
Yep. So they're all friends now. So time heals all wounds.
Some. All. Not all.
But, I don't know.
Not all.
I don't think so.
That it was too soon. Right.
What do you mean? Too soon?
Well, when she took off to Ireland with him. You know?
I think he was skirting around and drinking and all that stuff.
Kiefer was?
No. Yes. And then she found out, and then she was probably heartbroken. And then Jason Patrick, his best friend, comes over and she's crying. And the next
thing you know, we've seen that movie, haven't we?
Yes, we've seen it many times.
Movie.
I think she's starting it.
Bring it in.
So, yeah.
We need a hug. Come here.
Yeah. I never trust the guy who's coming over to comfort you.
You know,
he doesn't want to hang out with you. He doesn't. Just get Ben and Jerry's. Those are only two guys you need. All right?
Hug Ben and Jerry. Yeah.
Hug those guys.
Hug those two.
They never disappoint.
No, they don't. you can do it in your house coat.
Right, exactly. And speaking of house coats and Ben and Jerry's, Jessica Simpson did a great thing. We owe Jessica Simpson an apology for just body shaming her for years, when in fact she was just an absolute, gorgeous girl, still is.
Yeah.
But she's lost a lot of weight, which is not newsworthy. But what is newsworthy is that she's done this. She has gotten rid of her scale.
Really?
She threw it out. She said it was as useful as a Ouija board in church. I love that girl.
A Ouija board. Okay, that's
right?
Good. Good.
She says, quote, "I have no idea how much I weigh. I just want to be able to feel good and zip my pants up. If I don't, I have another size. I have every size. I have tried my hardest not to let that define me." Good for her.
Do you like that or do you love that?
I love it.
I love it. Yeah. Throw out the scale.
I think a scale is a terrible thing.
You can be obsessed with it.
You can, especially when you're like, hey, I want to lose a couple of pounds because I want to feel.
A woman at a radio station once who, no kidding, she said it, weighed herself at least 5 times a day.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
But like people who do it once a day, and especially if they're trying to lose a little weight, and they gain like a pound because maybe they had some salt.
Yeah.
You know, and then it sends them into a tailspin.
You know what?
Just
life
jeans.
Advice from Jessica Simpson.
Yes.
You know that? That's perfect. Good for her.
And if you know what, all else fails, yoga pants.
Test some chicken of the sea. Well, you know what?
House coat.
My wife loves her shoes.
Oh, I love her shoes.
My wife's got a pair of her shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jessica's done pretty good.
She's got good dresses. Good.
The way, her money is what she needs to weigh. Now it do. Yep. Okay. Hey, it's 6:45, and 65 is your high today. Not bad, but it's going to be windy. Talking gusts up to 40 miles per hour. That's Gale.
That is Gale.
Here comes Gale. You know what I'm talking about.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.